The Nationals have agreed in principle to support a net zero emissions target just days before the Prime Minister flies out to the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow. It's widely seen as a huge development in Australian federal politics, which has struggled with emissions reduction and climate action since the Howard years. Despite some coalition deal being reached, details on what is actually in the deal are scant. Our political reporter from National Radio News and host of political podcast Bubble Pop, Amanda Kopp, has this story.
Some are heralding the latest developments in the coalition as an end to the seemingly never-ending political debate over climate. On Sunday, the Nationals' party room met to work out exactly what it would take to get them over the line on committing to net zero emissions by 2050. After 2 long hours and consultation with the government, the majority of the 21 Nationals MPs and senators agreed.
We are in support of a process going forward that would go towards a 2050 emissions target.
It's rumoured that leader Barnaby Joyce was against agreeing to the target, but he said whatever the party room decided was what he would support. He also had added pressure from the Prime Minister, who indicated he was going to take a net zero commitment to the COP26 climate summit in Glasgow, regardless of National support.
The decision was going to be made either with us or without us. We could negotiate a better outcome for regional Australia or be part of a sort of a thespian outfit, ranting and raving, but having no real effect on any decisions that were made. We chose the most logical one, which was to negotiate a better outcome on behalf of regional Australia.
But as of Monday afternoon, what has actually been agreed to between the coalition partners remains mostly a secret. Deputy Leader and Agriculture Minister David Littleproud telling National Radio News that all their negotiations were for the benefit of regional Australians.
And that we're protecting as many jobs as we got there at the moment, but also giving us the opportunity to grow new jobs. And if anyone says that, you know, we're getting the road, well, no. There's times when you come down here, you've got to stand up for your mob.
What is known of the deal is that Resources Minister Keith Pitt has been elevated to Cabinet, bringing the total number of Nationals MPs in Cabinet from 4 to 5, and fulfilling a long-held wish from the junior coalition partner to increase its numbers in Cabinet. It's also been reported in the Australian Financial Review that a key demand from the Nationals, which would have allowed a pause clause on any net zero legislation, has been dropped. The demand would have seen regular assessments of how a net zero policy was affecting regional Australia and the ability to stop emissions reduction measures if negative impacts became too great. Despite the new partnership in the coalition, the fight over climate rages on. Labor's Climate Change and Energy Minister Chris Bowen today saying the policy is too little too late and shrouded in secrecy.
The rest of the world is way beyond 2050. Australia, under Scott Morrison, is desperately playing catch-up and failing. And also today we're seeing the extraordinary action by Angus Taylor in declaring that it's not in the public interest to release the government's modelling on the economic impacts of net zero. It is an outrage.
Greens leader Adam Bandt says 2030 targets are what's needed to get climate change under control. He says, in fact, it's regional Australians who will suffer the most without stronger action on climate change.
This deal is based on droughts happening twice as often in regional Australia, heat waves that used to happen once every 50 years now happening every 5 years, and the Great Barrier Reef going. This is a death sentence for regional Australia. Regional Australia will be the worst hit if we don't get the climate crisis under control.
Despite the seemingly rushed coalition deal in the days before the UN climate summit, the Prime Minister was adamant in question time on Monday that any agreements at Glasgow would be in Australia's best interest.
We are carrying our weight, we are making our contribution, and we won't be told by people outside of this country how we should be meeting our targets.
The Prime Minister flies out to Glasgow on Thursday. While the latest climate battle may have been won, the climate wars are far from over.
Political reporter Amanda Kopp in Canberra there with that story.